أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we talked about the troops of angels in Surah As-Saff, sort of rows and rows and rows of angels. But who are angels? In essence, they are the conduits between divinity and humanity. They're sort of celestial beings made out of energy, who are perpetually in divine service. So they convey the divine revelation to the Prophet just as they receive it without any distortion. And primarily, the revelations were through the angel Jibrail. Now, as directed by divinity, angels sort of take charge over all the forces in the universe. And to value their existence means to acknowledge the greatness of divinity. They are essential for our welfare, whether it's mental, physical, or emotional. The Quran places the issue of belief in the angels at par with the belief in Allah, the prophets, and the divine books. We look at Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 285, where Allah says, "Aman al-Rasul, the messenger believes, bima unzila ilayhi, in what was revealed to him, min rabbihi, from his master, wal-mu'minun, and the believers as well. Kullun amana billah, they all believe in Allah, wa malaikatihi, and his angels, wa kutubihi, and his books, wa rusulihi, and his messengers." So the existence of angels is one of the aspects of the unseen and one that is part of belief. The Arabic word for angels is malaika, which in essence means to assist and help. So they're created out of light or divine energy, and they were created before the creation of human beings. They're obedient creatures. They worship Allah. They carry out his commands. They're genderless. They do not require sleep or food or drink. They do not have free will, so it is not in their nature to disobey. In Surah Al-Tahrim, which is Surah number 66, Ayah 6, Allah talks about this aspect. He says that they do not disobey Allah in what He commands them, and they do as they are commanded. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. In Surah An-Nahl, it's Surah number 16, Ayah 49-50, it says everything in the heavens and every creation on the earth does sajda, prostrates to Allah, as do the angels. They are not arrogant. They are God conscious of their master above them and do everything they are ordered to do. Oh, and they have wings. That's how we normally draw them. Surah Al-Fatir, Ayah 1 talks about them. Alhamdulillah, praise and gratitude to Allah. Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Ja'ilil Malaikati, who placed in them the angels, Rusulan as messengers. Uli ajnihatim mathna wa thulatha wa ruba', flying on wings, 2 and 3 and 4. They are able to appear as human beings, as Jibrail did to say the Maryam, Surah number 19, Ayah 17. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَحَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. And we sent to her our spirit, that is Jibrail, and he appeared to her as this upright human being. Some angels are mentioned by name in the Quran and the Hadith, and let's go over them so we know them. So Jibrail, known as Gabriel, so he's the angel in charge of communicating Allah's words to his prophet. Then there's Israfil, known as Raphael, and he's in charge of blowing the trumpet to mark the day of judgment. There's Mikael, known as Michael. This angel is in charge of rainfall and sustenance. There's Munkar and Nakir, and after death, these two angels will question the souls in the grave about their faith and their deeds. There's Israel, Malakul Maut, or the angel of death, who separates the soul from the body at death. There's Malik, who's the guardian of Jahannam, and Ridwan, the guardian of Jannah. Then Raqib, who sits on the right shoulder of the human being recording his good deeds, and Atid, who sits on the left shoulder to record the naughty or evil deeds. Together, Raqib and Atid are known as Kiram al-Katibin. In Surah Al-Qaf, that's Surah number 50, if we look at Ayah 16 to 18, Allah says, "Remember that the two recording angels receive each human being, one sitting on the right and one on the left, to note their actions. Not a word does the human being utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. They're mentioned as guardians in Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, Ayah 11. Then the recitation of Fajr is witnessed by them. We see that in Surah Al-Isra. There are 19 angels guarding Jahannam. We see that in Surah Al-Muddathir, that Surah number 74, when Allah says, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَةً, over it are 19. There are 8 angels that carry the throne. And we see this in Surah Al-Haqqah, which is Surah number 69, Ayah 17, where Allah says, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. And above them 8 shall bear the power of the throne of your Rabb on that day. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, Allah gave the angels intellect without desire. He gave animals desire without intellect, but he gave both intellect and desire to the sons of Adam. So a human being whose intellect prevails over his desire is better than the angels, whilst a human being whose desire prevails over his intellect is worse than animals. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to understand this hadith of Imam Ali and place our intellect above our desires. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.